Back at it again, time and time again, once again, blowing in the wind. It's your boy 900 Prada. I got my bro here. Introduce yourself to the people.
Whoa. It's your boy Zay 900 coming from East Baltimore down the hill, Zone 5. What up?
Already, my nigga, already. And we back again tonight. Tonight, we going to get into some shit. I ain't even got no topics for y'all tonight. But look, I'm just going to go off the head because I'm smoking. I'm high. I'm ready to go to work in a little bit, you know. Niggas just ready to get to it, though, for real. But, like, recently, I've been looking on the gram. And I've been seeing a lot of you bitches with fake asses and fake titties. And it's like, you bitches, y'all realize y'all only got about 5-6 years. Y'all do realize that, right? Y'all realize that when all that shit fails and the gram is over with and all that shit, if you bitches ain't safe no money, what the fuck are y'all going to do with y'allself? And I'm looking at a lot of these niggas that be sticking dick in women. Like, they got a couple dollars in the bank. And it just be like, nigga, why aren't you busting nuts? For instance, I got a mans, right? This nigga got 4 baby mothers, 3 different women. This nigga live with his cousin. And no job. Street nigga. A lot of nigga to death, but it's the truth. The nigga... Is a disgrace to me, because it be like, nigga, I put you on the money and you fucked it off. And it's like, I understand that sometimes it be hard. Niggas go through things, it be hard and shit. But like, at the same time, nigga, the hustle don't never stop, my nigga. Like, the hustle don't stop for nobody, nigga. Like, you should never call another man before you call yourself and be like, fuck that, I'm gonna go get. Because you know what my grandfather always told me? He always told me, like, look, check this out. Another man ain't gonna do for what you can do for yourself. So it's like, that basically told me, nigga, hustle, nigga. Nigga, like, come on, it's 2018. What the fuck, niggas is men? Like, come on, man. Niggas gotta stop acting like pussies, man. Like, come on. Niggas be men. Like, the fuck is going on with niggas these days, man? Niggas be bitching and all that shit. Like, yeah, I be complaining too. I be feeling down too sometimes. Like, niggas been through ups and downs, all that shit. But it's like, you know what? That's life. What bro said, that's life.
Definitely life, man.
Like,
no doubt about it. You're gonna have your ups and downs. You gotta do that shit, so you gotta go get yours, no matter what. You feel me? Ain't nobody. Everybody put their pants leg on one leg at a time.
Right, talk that shit.
I actually met a millionaire. You feel me? I worked downtown and shit. You feel me? He was one of my tables for real. Mm-hmm. I'm a server and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really went down there.
Right.
And I was like, how did you do what you do? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
He was like, what you doing right now? You breathing, right?
Mm-hmm.
What you do this morning? You brush your teeth, put one pants leg on the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah. All right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing your 24 hours? Ain't gonna be the same thing I do in my 24 hours.
Right.
What you gonna do in your 24 hours? That's the
exactly
only thing he said to me.
Exactly. And it's like, niggas be that 24 hours. You think about all the niggas that's really get money. That's our age right now. Nigga, we 23, 22 years old. Like, it's millionaires right now.
Millionaires.
It's millionaires right now by the time they 22, 23. So it's like, I don't want to hear about niggas can't get no money. Niggas can't do this and niggas can't do that. Because it's like, nigga, the hustle don't never stop. I never hated on nobody. I just waited my turn. Because niggas always knew it was going to come. And like I keep saying, I said this shit episode 1, 2, and 3. This the motherfucking dope show. Like, we tuned in. We activated. Like, we on the dope show tonight. Like, I told niggas in episode 2, like, the hustle don't never stop. We activated.
Even if you're working at McDonald's, man. McDonald's, Burger King, I don't matter, you feel me? Get your check, you feel me? Don't let nobody tell you shit. That's your check. Hustle that shit, but don't have that 9-to-5 mindset.
Exactly.
At all.
The 9-to-5 is only going to carry you for so long. Don't get us twisted. It's cool to have a 9-to-5. It's cool to this. If you getting your money, that's gangster. Like, all that shoot 'em up, tough, bang, bang shit. That shit dead. Because niggas have been in jail, all that shit. Trust me, you don't want that shit. That ain't the life you really want to live. It's really not. So it's like, if you, that's what you got to do to go to work, cool. If that's what you got to do to get feed your family, great. But at the same time, it's like, nigga, let's just get it, nigga. This is a dope show, nigga. We out. I'm going to holler back at y'all.